AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian President Vladimir Putin is blasting the organizer of the Wagner mercenary group's short-lived weekend revolt, calling them traitors who played into the hands of Ukraine and its allies. Meantime, President Biden on the allies' response.
They agreed with me that we had to make sure we gave Putin no excuse. Let me emphasize, we gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO. We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Wagner and its chief Yevgeny Prigozhin.
It's just too soon to know after the weekend's events where Wagner goes as an entity or where Mr. Prigozhin goes in terms of his leadership of it.
Do you know where Prigozhin is?
I don't.
The Pentagon's expected to announce $500 million in new military aid to Ukraine tomorrow, including heavily armored vehicles and missiles for air defense systems. The Supreme Court has lifted its hold on a Louisiana case that could boost black voting power. Saga Magani has more.
The order could force Louisiana to redraw its congressional districts map. In a state where about a third of residents are black, only one district has black voters as a majority. The case had been on hold while the justices pondered a similar case in Alabama, which also has just one black majority district despite more than a quarter of the population being black. The High Court rejected Alabama's map earlier this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court has left in place an appellate court ruling barring a North Carolina charter school from requiring girls to wear skirts. Texas has been dealing with a heat wave, record highs approaching 110 degrees and expected to linger. Meantime, the National Weather Service says the heat's likely to expand over the coming week as far north as Kansas City and east to Florida. This is AP News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a health alert for malaria. Five cases of the mosquito-borne disease have been detected in the last 2 months, four in Florida and one in Texas, the first time there's been local spread in the U.S. in 20 years. And finally, Norman Hall has some fascinating research findings.
Human moms aren't the only ones who use baby talk. So do dolphin mothers. A study finds that female bottlenose dolphins change their tone when addressing their calves to a kind of high-pitched baby talk. Researchers recorded the signature whistles of 19 mother dolphins in Florida when accompanied by their young offspring and when swimming alone or with other adults. The sounds were recorded with special microphones over a period of years in Florida's Sarasota Bay. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.